From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July the 2nd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that historic murals hand-painted by Thomas Cole in the east and west parlors of his home, Cedar Grove, have been uncovered. The two friezes, or decorated painted borders near the ceiling of both rooms, are thought to date from around 1836. Thomas Cole Historic Site Executive Director Betsy Jacks says Cole's signature was not found, but the quality of the work and the correspondence from the time strongly support the theory that the discovery was the American painter's work. She said, and I quote, "The painting is of Thomas Cole's caliber, and because he was the one choosing the materials for redecoration, it leaves us with no other conclusion that this is his work," end quote. Stephen Dunn, the vice chairman at Thomas Cole Historic Site, said the discovery was amazing to behold. He said, and I quote, "It was like another world when we found it," end quote. That is the story that you can read in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting a rundown of the various services and offices that will be affected by the 4th of July holiday on Saturday. Amtrak will be on Sunday schedule on Friday. Banks are closed on Saturday. The Greene County offices are closed on Friday. The federal offices are closed on Friday. Financial markets close early on Friday. There will be no service on the Greene County Transit. Also, there will be no mail delivery on Saturday. The Metro North will be running a Saturday schedule on Friday, and Trailways will be on their regular schedule. Communities throughout the region will celebrate the holiday with parades and fireworks and other activities during the coming days. And you can find a list of those communities and those activities at the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. Scott Wallman is reporting at Capital New York that the state independent power grid operator has determined that if New York does not build more transmission lines, it will not be able to increase its reliance on renewable energy sources. Approximately 15,000 megawatts of renewable energy sources, such as wind and solar, are needed statewide to comply with the new federal power plant regulations. Stephen Whitley, president of the New York Independent System Operator, wrote to the State Public Service Commission. Much of that will be located upstate. However, the current infrastructure does not have the capacity to transmit all of that power downstate, where demand will be the highest, according to Whitley. The lines are needed to connect power generators in western and northern New York with the needs of the lower Hudson Valley, New York City, and Long Island. Whitley noted that if PSC does not approve more transmission lines, renewable generation will be capped. The PSC will hold a technical conference later this month to determine where transmission lines are needed. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo proposed the multi-million-dollar energy highway to bring more upstate power to downstate, but parts of that effort have been stalled. The state does not have a timetable for when it will make a final determination on the need for more transmission lines or where they could be located. That is a story that you can read at Capital New York. Finally, the Greenville Pioneer is reporting that a $2.75 million bond resolution for a new Westerlo Highway garage was passed on June the 2nd. The 20-year bond includes $893,000 for renovations to the town hall and the rest to replace the 55-year-old Highway Department facility. The vote was not without controversy. The article says, and I quote, "Allegations also flew about the board holding unadvertised meetings to convene with engineers and calling a public information meeting 2 weeks after approving the bond," end quote. One resident, Tracy Lawson, is currently collecting signatures on a petition to force a public vote on the proposal, which is due on July the 2nd. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting isolated showers for today after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. The chance of precipitation is near 20%. The Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Friday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. On Saturday, Independence Day, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 11 minutes, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the second day of July, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.